This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The house will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today from the Pierrefort PM Ministerial Association is Pastor Russell Jones and our page of the day from the great town of Mobridge, South Dakota, Sarah Cox.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, humbled by the responsibilities you have given us, honored to have the privilege of leading this great state. We beg your Spirit to guide us today, to give us the wisdom and the discernment to know the right way forward and the courage to go the distance. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Representatives Anderson, Elward, Bartles, Barfell, Beal, Blair, Bordeaux, Chafee, Chase, Schwach, Davis, Dennard, Derby, Deutsch, Drury, Duba, Fink, Fitzgerald, Goodwin, Greenfield, Lana, Gross, Hansen, Haugard, Healy, Hoffman, Howard, Jameson, Jensen, Kevin, Jensen, Phil, Johnson, Chris, Carr, Kynes, Koth, Ladner, Lesmeister, Marty, May, Mills, Milstead, Miss Gimmons, Mortensen, Mullally, Odenbach, Olson, Otten, Ernie, Overwig, Perry, Peterson, Kent, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Poyer, Randolph, Reed, Rayfelt, Reimer, Schneider, Smith, Jamie, Joy, Soy, St. John, Stevens, Thomason, Tiedemann, Vasgard, Weiss, Weisgram, Weesey, Willitson, Wink, York, Speaker Gosh.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, there is a quorum.
We have a quorum. And this time I would ask Ms. Harley Johnson to please step forward. We will administer the oath of office for the office of page. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Harley Johnson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of South Dakota.
And the Constitution of South Dakota.
And will faithfully discharge.
And will faithfully discharge.
The duties.
Duties
of the office of page.
Of the office of page.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
Help me in welcoming Ms. Johnson. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the ninth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction. And we hereby move the adoption of the report respectfully submitted. Spencer Gosh, Chair.
That motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on House Taxation respectfully reports that House Bill 1001 do pass. House Bill 1010 and 1011 do pass and be placed on consent calendar. Drew Dennard, Chair. The Committee on House Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports that House Bill 1049 be moved to the 41st day. House Bill 1050 do pass and placed on consent calendar. Marty Overwig, Chair. The Committee on House Transportation respectfully reports that House Bill 1078 has been amended and placed on the consent calendar. Senate Bill 29, do pass and place on consent calendar. Caleb Fink, Chair. The Committee on House Local Government respectfully reports that House Bill 1118 was referred to House Appropriations. Nancy York, Chair.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bill 13, 69, 76, 80, and 81, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Kent Peterson moved that House Bill 1021, 1022, and 1031 be referred from the Committee on Joint Appropriations to the Committee on House Appropriations.
That motion having been made, seconded, discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Consideration of reports of committees.
Representative Kent Peterson moved that the reports of the standing committees on education on House Bill 1080, as found on page 102 of the House Journal, also judiciary on House Bill 1106, as found on page 103 of the House Journal, be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1121 revives certain provisions related to advanced life support personnel. House Bill 1122 require criminal background checks for emergency medical technicians and advanced life support personnel. House Bill 1123 establish licensure for rural emergency hospitals. House Bill 1124, accommodate legislation on medical services. House Bill 1125, accommodate legislation relating to education in South Dakota. House Bill 1126, accommodate legislation relating to the protection of public safety. House Bill 1127, enhance South Dakota. House Bill 1128, protect the integrity of reemployment assistance. House Bill 1129, prohibit forms of discrimination in access to organ transplantation.
First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 13, repeal provisions permitting certain documents to serve as temporary registry identification cards for medical cannabis. Senate Bill 69, provide for an electronic system to update voter registration information. Senate Bill 76, revise certain provisions regarding the minimum amount of a lottery prize that is subject to set off. Senate Bill 80, exempt the provision of electricity through electric vehicle charging stations from the definition of electric utility. Senate Bill 81, revise the definition of sexual contact.
The Speaker assigns to House Commerce and Energy House Bills 1128, Senate Bill 76, and Senate Bill 80. To Health and Human Services, House Bill 1121, 1122, 1123, 1129, and Senate Bill 13. To Judiciary, Senate Bill 81. To House State Affairs, House Bills 1124, 1125, 1126, 1127, and Senate Bill 69. Second reading of consent calendar items.
House Bill 1069, include out-of-state convictions as a basis of an enhanced penalty for certain drug crimes. House Bill 1104, revise provisions related to the location of courtroom facilities. House Bill 1105, allow for a good cause exception to the time for an involuntary commitment hearing. House Bill 1107, establish a process for requesting records prepared or maintained by court services officers. House Bill 1108, revise provisions related to driving under the influence. House Bill 1109, revise a provision related to the review of the master jury list. Senate Bill 45, revise notice and record-keeping requirements of real estate brokerages.
Consent calendar items are items that have bills that have made it out of committee with no dissenting votes or opponent testimony. They are not debatable, but questions are allowed. Are there any questions at this time? Are there any questions about the consent calendar items? Hearing none, the question before the body is final passage of consent calendar items. All those in favor will vote yay. Those opposed, nay. Madam Clerk, please unlock the voting machine. Would the members proceed to vote? The doctor of the day in the house today. All right. The doctor of the day program is sponsored by the South Dakota State Medical Association. Today's doctor of the day is Noel Shequin, MD, originally from Elk Point. Dr. Shequin is a family practice physician who recently retired from the Sanford Clinic in Pierre. Dr. Shequin has been president of the Pierre District Medical Society for several years. He also is an alternate SDSMA policy counselor for the Pierre District. He received his MD from the University of South Dakota School of Medicine. Dr. Shequin completed his residency at the University of Oklahoma, Tulsa Medical College, and a fellowship at the University of Oklahoma in Oklahoma City. Please help me in welcoming Dr. Shequin.
Representative Davis. Representative Milstead, Representative Randolph, Representative Beal.
Beal says aye.
Bill votes aye. Representative Bordeaux.
Bordeaux aye.
Bordeaux votes aye. Representative Hansen.
Hansen votes aye.
Hansen votes aye. Representative Tiedemann.
Tiedemann votes aye.
Tiedemann votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 68, nays 1, excused 1.
Consent calendar items having received an affirmative vote of the members elect is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on any of the titles? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. Second reading of House bills and joint resolutions.
House Joint Resolution 5001, a joint resolution to apply for a convention of states under Article 5 of the Constitution of the United States to impose fiscal restraints on the federal government, to limit the power and jurisdiction of the federal government, and to limit the terms of office for federal officials and members of Congress.
HJR 5001, having had its second reading, is now for consideration and final passage. Representative Pischke.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Nearly 235 years ago, in the summer of 1787, 55 delegates from 13 independent and sovereign states gathered together in the assembly room of the Pennsylvania State House in Philadelphia, PA, for the Constitutional Convention of 1787. As a result of that convention, the founding delegates created our founding Constitution, the Bill of Rights that spelled out our God-given rights and formed our country, the United States of America, of which many could argue is the greatest constitutional republic ever created by mankind. The founders created a central federal government for the specific enumerated purposes of common defense, a national postal system, and Article I judges to resolve disputes between the states. These men were so concerned with limiting the powers of the central government that they also included the 10th Amendment at that ratification of the Constitution, which further limited the federal government's power by reserving all powers not enumerated in the Constitution to the states, respectively, or to the people. Also, when the Founding Fathers drafted the Constitution, they not only understood but desired that future generations be able to amend and change certain parts of that Constitution. This is why they included specific provisions inside of the Constitution for how Congress or the legislatures of two-thirds of several states shall call a convention for proposing amendments. This is the language specifically inside of Article 5 of the Constitution. It might be surprising to some that something as important as changing the supreme law of the land that is outlined in and contained in a mere paragraph as Article 5. Although there's a higher requirement for ratifying any amendment when ratified by the legislatures of three-fourths of several states or by conventions of three-fourths thereof, the process is not complicated. Amendments must be approved by three-fourths of states. This is partly why, even though there have been approximately 10,000 proposed amendments, only 27 were ever ratified. Nevertheless, according to the Founding Fathers' original intent, if three-fourths of the states want to change something in the Constitution, they should be able to, thus reflecting we, the people. I believe the Constitution is a brilliant document, and the founders were inspired and led by divine providence in its drafting. Also, I recognize, just like they did, there are amendments and clarifications needed. It is no secret that the current leadership in the Congress has become so disconnected from the founding ideals and constitutional limitations placed on the federal government. To think that these leaders would restrain themselves once in power or propose amendments that solve current problems would be naive and mistaken. Fortunately, the Founding Fathers offered a solution outside of Congress. They suggested a convention for proposing amendments, also known as a convention of states. Many today are nervous of such a convention, fearing that it might become a runaway convention and threaten the very constitutional republic that we are seeking to protect. While this fear is common, it is not grounded in a constitutional reality. There are several specific reasons. For example, Article 5 stipulates that even after a convention proposes amendments, those amendments must subsequently be ratified by three-fourths of the states. This high bar effectively prevents any opportunity for a runaway convention. An objection by a single legislative chamber in just 13 states kills an amendment proposed by the Convention of States. Furthermore, any amendments approved are required by the Constitution to be part of this Constitution. Meaning, according to the Constitution itself, a Convention of States could not replace the current Constitution.
Perry yields.
Thank you. There are several historic examples where states have called for a convention to propose a specific amendment, such as the balanced budget. Interestingly, at the threshold of joining states grew close to the necessary number, Congress felt the pressure to vote on the amendment. Although the balanced budget amendment has not passed at this point, it does serve as one example that states calling for a convention can also pressure Congress to take up specific amendments that are a concern to the people. It's for this reason, and for many more, that I support a convention of states, and I humbly ask for your support today on HJR 5001. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Odenbach.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise because I wanted to say just a few words in support of this, and I commend my colleague for having the courage to bring it. I just jotted down a few thoughts as I was listening just now, but as I think about this, for starters, I've heard from more people than I can count from my district in Lawrence County saying we must do this, and I don't think those people are wrong. And I've heard the debate over the past year, let's say, about this. And I think a lot of people are tempted to say, well, nothing can come of this. This is just kind of a waste of time. It's sort of an exercise in feel good. But as our colleague mentioned, the people in the states form the federal government, not the other way around. And they were people just like us. They weren't, we're not able to rise to the same level that they did. We can do the same things. And so I just wanted to say that, and I guess end with this quote from Thomas Jefferson. He said, "Let no more be heard of confidence in man, but bind him down from mischief by the chains of the Constitution." And we've got to get back to that. South Dakota would make the 17th state, I believe, to vote for this. And, you know, you talk to anybody. We've got to do something in this country. It's partly why I'm here and not at home working. Just we've all got to get involved. We've all got to do something. And this country's off the rails. So I would urge your support. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Goodwin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support also. So you might take a double check and look at me because I've been the one that's been against it. I kind of look back at what happened since the last election with this runaway spending that we have of money that we don't even own that's borrowed from a foreign government, a lot of times China, that we have to pay back with interest. And we just have to do something to stop this government. We have to do, we can't just sit here and let it go. Now, the other side of this, they talk about adding another two amendments to the Constitution that would fix it. Well, I'm for the other side, too. Do it, then. Add two more amendments. If you have one for term limits, let's have it. If you have one for controlling runaway government that we have, let's have that amendment. I'm for both sides. But we got to do something. We can't just sit here and kick the can down the road. It's time to do it today. I mean, what we're asking for is to get 34 states on board so we can go to D.C. and have a convention. Anything we approve there has to come back and get 38 states to ratify it. So if they do something, you know, that's really off the charts, I know the senator in the other chamber is worried that they take our two senators away from us small states and give one to California or one to Texas, and we'd only have one and they'd have three. And that would be terrible if they tried to do that. But it has to come back and get approved by 38 states in order for that to happen. So there is checks and balance to this. It isn't like they're going to go there and wreck the country. And there also is rules of our delegates that we send there that what they can do. They can't just go rogue on us. So, I mean, what do we have to lose? How many more trillions in debt do we have to go? But we say enough's enough. Is it 30 trillion? One of these days, this country is going to be like the Soviet Union. If you remember the Soviet Union, we didn't beat them in a war. We beat them because they went bankrupt. And the Chinese are going to do that to us. We're not going to get beat in a war. We're going to go bankrupt, and they own part of this country already. They're just going to take their assets and live here. We are in bad straits. We need to do something. I'm for both sides. So let's get this passed today. Thank you very much.
Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Sorry, need to do this more often. Okay, 2014, I was one of 11 South Dakota legislators that went to Mount Vernon for what was to be the seed of the Convention of States movement. It was an incredible meeting. We had legislators from 34 countries, over 100 states. We had over 100 people there. And the caliber of the character of those men and women that were there was phenomenal. And it was just outstanding to hear them as they, different ones around the assembly, took turns and just prayed over this very movement and just that God's hand would be on it and that he would be moving in this movement. And so I just wanted to mention some notables who support a convention of states according to the Article 5 of our convention, Constitution, rather. Mark Levin, Senator Rand Paul, Ben Shapiro, Pete Hegseth, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, Sean Hannity, Senator Tom Coburn, Dr. James Dobson, Senator Jim DeMint, David Barton of Wall Builders, Michael Ferris, Charlie Kirk, Senator Ron Johnson, former Governor Sarah Palin, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Governor Greg Abbott, James O'Keefe, Senator Ben Sasse, Governor Ron DeSantis, David Horowitz, Senator Marco Rubio, Dr. Ben Carson, former Governor Mike Huckabee, former Governor Jeb Bush, former Governor Bobby Jindal, Representative Louis Gohmert, and Morton Blackwell, and numerous others that aren't quite as familiar to us. And just to name a couple of opponents, Hillary Clinton, George Soros. If you're on the fence, please consider the great company that you'll be in if you choose to support the COS. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks. Representative Mills.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, this is my sixth year in this chamber. It'll be the sixth time to vote on a Convention of States issue, but it's my first time to talk about it. And the reason I'm talking about it today is because I'm frustrated. I don't think we can sit by and not speak anymore. I think the article, what is it? Section 2 of the bill hits home for me. Whereas the federal government has created a crushing national debt through improper and imprudent spending. If you need an example of that, we got one in appropriations last week. We got a report that says federal government has sent $13.5 billion to South Dakota in the last 20 months. Divide that by the number of people in South Dakota, man, woman, and child, we each got $15,528. Did you get yours? Me neither. So where'd it go? Well, what governments do is they send it out to other governments. And what happens when government grows? Freedom shrinks. You know, I was reminded of the scripture passage that says, the borrower is the slave of the lender. That's what our federal government is doing to us. It's turning us all into borrowers, mostly our grandchildren. That's why I'm here. I want my kids to have the freedom that I grew up with. And we're not going to get there if we don't change something. And this is a method that the founding fathers said was a way to change something. Now, I want to share just one other quick thing with you. If you go, you'll have a computer in front of you. Just search usdebtclock.org. It looks kind of like this.
Representative Mills, we can't use props.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Anyway, if you do that, up in the upper left-hand corner, there's the debt is ticking away, and one of the representatives in the back mentioned $30 trillion. We're almost there. In fact, I put a stopwatch on this thing over the weekend. For every 40 seconds, it adds $1 million to the debt in the United States. That's where we're at today. I can remember when they were talking about, oh, we're going to hit $20 trillion, and now we're approaching $30. I would just share one other thing. We get bombarded with a lot of email on this issue. That happens every year. But this really struck me. I got no vote no emails from Megan Norman from Texas, Craig Wiseman from Texas, Mary Mann from Virginia, Lynn from Spokane, Washington, Beverly from Georgia. You know who I got vote yes emails from? Joe Klein in White, Caleb Crevier in Elkton, Darren Neiman in Clear Lake, and Levi Smith in Brookings. The people who want us to pass this are South Dakotans, and they're from our districts. I'm asking you to stand with me today. Let's vote this thing through and send it over to the Senate with a strong message. It's time to do something. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks. There was no opponent testimony. No need for rebuttal. Would you still like your... Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And you're right. There was no rebuttal. So I'm going to leave a couple bullets in the magazine, if I will. But I do want to let everybody know the list of other states that have supported this. Texas, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Missouri, North Dakota, Alabama, Arizona, Mississippi, Arkansas, Indiana, Utah, Alaska, and just recently, as of this week, Wisconsin. And soon, coming probably this week or early next, Nebraska. These are red states, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be the next. Vote yes.
Question for the body is final passes of HJR 5001. All those in favor vote yay. All those opposed, nay. Madam Clerk, please unlock the voting machine. Would the members proceed to vote? Representative Dennert.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Okay, so this morning in the Speaker's lobby right behind you, we had a delicious breakfast. And on our desk right now, I do not have props, but I do have a hat, which would come in handy on a cold day like today. And I do have a pair of gloves, which will come in very handy for me next summer fencing. And that's because today is Agtegra Day at the Capitol. Agtegra is a locally owned farmer cooperative that is headquartered in Aberdeen. They have about 6,500 members and 900 employees. So I'd like to have you join me in welcoming them to the Capitol today.
Welcome. That is probably the one thing we get in the legislature that I use the most of, so thank you very much. Representative Duba.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, we were treated to an excellent lunch today. Hopefully you found your way to the Speaker's lobby. But more importantly, we have a group of people here that I am a proud member of, AARP. Yes, that's true. I am a proud member of AARP, and AARP is a wonderful organization that most of you or all of you will get a letter about on or around your 50th birthday. Now, Dennert, that won't happen for you until next century, so we won't worry about that. But we appreciate that they come and they lobby here in the Capitol. They're concerned about many of the things that I'm concerned about. And if you didn't get an opportunity to find these people, I want them to stand now and be recognized. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Representative Ladner. Representative Poyer. Representative Beal.
Beal votes aye.
Beal votes aye. Representative Bordeaux.
Bordeaux nay.
Bordeaux votes nay. Representative Hansen.
Hansen votes aye.
Hansen votes aye. Representative Tiedemann.
Tiedemann votes no.
Tiedemann votes no. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 39, nays 30, excused 1.
HJR 5001, having received an affirmative vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. We're going to move on to announcements, but before we take announcements, I have somebody to introduce here today as well. Employees of the Walworth County Care Center in Selby. The Walworth County Care Center, WCCC, is a Medicare and Medicaid licensed facility that provides 24-hour care for those who have recent hospitalizations, those requiring temporary rehab care, and those requiring assistance in meeting daily living needs. Please help me in welcoming Val FG, Barb Robinson, Ashley Gosh, and Trista Bates. Announcements. Representative Milstein.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Commerce and Energy will meet at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning in room 464.
Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education tomorrow morning, 7:45 a.m.
Thank you, Representative Stevens.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Judiciary will be meeting at 10 o'clock tomorrow. We have four bills.
Thank you, Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Health and Human Services will meet at 7:45. We do have a full morning. Thank you.
Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Joint Committee on Appropriations will meet at 8:30 and hear from Unified Judicial System, followed by Transportation. And then in the afternoon, we'll go back in at 3 or as soon as session is over and hear from Legislative Audit and Legislative Research Council.
Representative Peterson.
Personal privilege first, excuse me.
Granted.
I'd like to direct your attention to the gentleman sitting right above me. If you look up there, he is also the reason that I'm here, so it's his fault, right? That's my that's my brother Drew. He's the one that when I told you about last week, he asked me to run. It's the one, he's the one that did it. And so the cool part is I got to ask him to run. And he just put his papers in, and hopefully he's going to be taking my spot here next year. So would you please welcome my brother Drew Peterson.
Welcome. Then Representative Peterson.
House State Affairs will meet tomorrow morning, 4:14, 7:45.
Thank you, Representative Blair.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow at noon in room 412, we have a briefing regarding Medicaid expansion and the funding of it. Again, 412 at noon tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to be a really nice guy. Health and Human Services can take tomorrow morning off because we meet Thursday. Sorry.
Yeah, that's important. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder, this evening, Ag Fest will have their reception. It's at Ramcota from 5:30 to 8, and there will be SDSU ice cream.
Go Yotes. Representative Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege.
Granted.
Two things, and one is Jarvis is up here, and Jarvis Whip is with Capital Commission, and we do have that tonight at 8 o'clock at Perkins. And this is a guy that just dedicates a lot of time to all of the legislators. So I would ask you to give him a round of applause, please.
Welcome.
Mr. Chair, or Mr. Speaker.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I call you leader, Mr. Speaker, everything, but I call you great man.
Yeah.
Mulbridge guy. Anyway.
People in the room would say that I've been called a Lowers.
Yeah. Well, I won't call you everything everybody calls you. But anyway, long story short, we do have Catacomb Caucus in the morning, 7 o'clock in the governor's conference room, the large conference room, and coffee is served. So be sure to come. We'd love to have you. Thank you much.
Thank you. Representative Willitson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder, the Independent Insurance Agents of South Dakota, along with the American Insurance Group, National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors, the South Dakota Fraternal Alliance, and the South Dakota Insurance Alliance are having their legislative reception this afternoon. It's from 5 to 7. It's over at Drifters. So come on over and have a drink and a little something to eat with your insurance agents. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Representative Lesmeister, I think you're the only one that hasn't talked today. Would you like to say something? Representative Reimer. That motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
Aye.
Have a good night.